Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
National Adopt-A-Greyhound Month continues, Al. Greyhound adoption is also a theme of every episode we're producing during the month of April. In this episode, we're talking about the costs associated with caring for a greyhound.
It's a good topic. So many times people go into adopting a dog, greyhound or not, without realizing that there are expenses involved, some of them being significant.
Right. We really see this with veterinary bills. Here's an interesting statistic for you, and one of the reasons we decided to present on this topic. A report from the UK-based People's Dispensary for Sick Animals.
Is that really the name of it, or did you make that up? Sounds like a Ministry of Silly Walks.
I suppose it does, but no. It's a very serious and important organization. The People's Dispensary for Sick Animals conducted a study that revealed that 98% of people polled who have pets drastically underestimate the cost of caring for a dog, cat, or other animal over the animal's lifetime. All of the pricing we're going to share in this episode is based on the U.S. dollar and are ballparked because even in the U.S., we see differences in cost even across regions. For example, it's much less expensive to care for a dog in, say, Arkansas than it is in New York City. Al, let's start with the adoption fee.
Once you decided on a former racing greyhound is the dog for you and the adoption organization approves your application, you'll need to pay the adoption fee for your new greyhound.
At the time of this recording, our organization, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, charges an adoption fee of $300. Some organizations charge more, some less.
Here's what you get for the adoption fee. A purebred dog that's spayed, neutered, and vaccinated. In the case of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, the greyhound's teeth will also have been cleaned. You'll also get a martingale collar, leash, and a muzzle.
At $300, the adoption fee is really a steal. The behind-the-scenes work that happens are also expenses incurred by the adoption organization. For example, kennel fees, transportation of the dogs from the racetracks to the adoption organization they land with, dog food, flea and tick meds, and more. And if a greyhound arrives at its adoption organization with a medical need like an injury or short or chronic illness, they pay those veterinary bills too.
Anyone with a dog or cat or other animal knows that veterinary expenses have been increasing year after year, well above the pace of inflation.
So, a little plea for Greyhound Friends of New Jersey and all other greyhound adoption groups out there. Consider donating money or your time to help them out. We know firsthand that adoption fees don't cover the full costs associated with getting greyhounds to our organizations and caring for them until they're adopted. One more thing about the adoption fee. Once in a blue moon, someone interested in adopting one of our greyhounds tells us that our adoption fee of $300 is too high. I do realize that $300 is a significant amount of money, but I gently advise those people that if the fee is an expense that will hurt their finances, they should wait to adopt until they can afford it. The adoption fee is just the beginning of the expenses. Caring for a greyhound or any dog is becoming more and more of a luxury. Okay, Al, so we have our first expense, which is only going to show up in the first year, and it's between $200 and $400 for the adoption fee. What's the next expense?
You'll want to have the supplies on hand for your greyhound when he or she arrives at your home. So that, let's say it's a dog bed, a few toys, a crate, a couple bowls, a coat if you live in an area that can have a cold climate, and the food. The cost for these typical supplies could range between $140 and $420.
Okay, but those are one-time costs, right?
A crate may be a one-time choice, but over time, things like toys, coats, and dog beds may need to be replaced. Of course, food is something that needs to be purchased on a regular basis.
Then let's talk about dog food.
Your greyhound or any dog should eat a high-quality food. Per dog, this cost could be anywhere $30 to $100 or more a month.
That's a big spread.
It is, but there are all types of high-end foods out there, some more expensive than others. One high-end food that's recommended for greyhounds is Taste of the Wild grain-free salmon and sweet potato. A 30-pound bag of this food could cost about $50 and will last about a month. But we'll let you in on a secret. Costco sells a food called Nature's Domain grain-free salmon and sweet potato in about the same size bag. It's made by the same company that makes Taste of the Wild. In essence, it's virtually the same food, but about $20 cheaper.
Al, you mentioned that both are grain-free. Do greyhounds need to have grain-free food?
Most greyhounds do really well on grain-free diets. There are exceptions where some greyhounds need grain in their food. It's really trial and error with food sometimes. Just like people, not all foods agree with all dogs.
I want to talk about some of the higher ticket items. Let's start with veterinary bills. According to Louise Murray, Vice President of the American Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Berg Memorial Animal Hospital in New York City. Wow, that was a mouthful. People with pets will incur at least $2,000 to $4,000 in veterinary bills for emergency care at some point during the life of the cat or dog.
I said it before, seems like the pace of veterinary services inflation is outpacing general inflation. A younger, healthy greyhound should have a checkup once per year. There are several costs that can be involved. The office visit could cost between $40 and $100 or more. Between 2 and 4 booster vaccines each year can cost between $25 and $50 or more. A heartworm test can cost between $40 and $75 or more. A fecal exam can cost about the same, between $20 and $50 or more. So, on the low end, that's about $145 per year for the annual checkup, and on up to about $275 or more.
That doesn't sound too expensive, even on the high end, but I have the feeling there's more to the story.
A big expense, as most greyhound folks will tell you, is the cost of an annual dental cleaning. If it involves extractions, which happens often, the bill goes up. A dental can cost anywhere from $300 up to a couple $1,000s.
Again, that's quite a spread.
It is, but you need to consider whether or not the extractions are needed, how much work is involved, and where you live.
Al, what's the annual cost that we're looking at for preventatives such as heartworms and flea and tick medicines?
Heartworm preventative costs about $180 per year. Flea and tick costs about $240 per year.
What about other types of veterinary services?
Every greyhound will experience his or own level of health throughout his or her lifetime. I can give you some general costs for some of the more common procedures that are performed either because of illness or injury. X-rays can cost between about $50 to $100 and up. Ultrasounds can cost between $250 and $500 and up. Treatment for a broken leg bone can range from a few $100 on up to thousands, especially if it includes physical therapy. Amputations could cost between $700 and $1,500 and up. The stitches really depends on how many stitches your dog may need.
Al, I've recounted this quick story on the show before. One time, our greyhound Baron came in from the yard with a mystery scratch on the side of his leg. Our educated guess is that he got it caught on a branch. Because greyhound skin is so thin, a cut like this can be a big deal. Of course, it happened on a Sunday when the regular vet was closed. So we needed to take him to the emergency hospital. Almost always, the emergency vet will cost a lot more than your regular vet. 7 stitches later, we were out $1,000.
Indeed. Here's another type of cost of care for a greyhound may include. If your greyhound gets cancer, chemotherapy for a dog can cost anywhere from up to $2,000 to $10,000 or more, depending on the type of cancer.
These prices can be scary, no doubt about it, but there is something people can do to help alleviate the medical cost risks. Pet health insurance. The cost of health insurance for your greyhound will depend on several factors. The type of care, reimbursements and deductibles outlined in the policy, your dog's breed, age and the area where you live, because as we mentioned, veterinary pricing varies based on your geographical region. The average monthly cost of a pet health insurance policy is about $43 per month or $504 per year. Consider the actual premiums can vary between $20 and over $125 per month. Again, your Greyhound's health insurance policy's premiums will vary based on the factors I mentioned. There's an About Greyhounds podcast episode dedicated to the topic of pet health insurance. There's a link to it in the show notes of this episode. With the cost of veterinary care so high and increasing year over year, we highly recommend pet health insurance. If an emergency strikes, the last thing you want to think about in the veterinary office is how you're going to be able to pay for it. You also don't want to make a decision that's based on your wallet, as opposed to what's best for your beloved Greyhound. In the long run, pet health insurance can also significantly bring down your annual cost of caring for your Greyhound. Al, I'm certain that veterinary costs aren't the only big ticket items when it comes to caring for a Greyhound, but probably at the top in order of importance. Let's talk about another big ticket item, though it is certainly not a necessity if you don't travel. How much does it cost to board your Greyhound when you go away?
This depends on how you board your dog, or even if you get a combination house pet sitter instead. But to ballpark it for you, boarding or house and pet sitting can cost anywhere from $20 to $50 or more per night. So if you're going away for 7 nights, it could cost you anywhere from $140 to $350 a week.
Many adopters work outside the home and need to hire a dog walker. What's the average cost of this service?
On average, dog walkers charge from anywhere between $15 to $20 or more for each 20-minute walk. So if a dog walker comes 5 times per week for a month, we're about $300 to $400 per month.
There are alternatives to professional dog walkers, of course. You could have a trusted neighbor let your Greyhound out into your friend's yard, or hire your neighborhood teenager, one who is dog and Greyhound savvy. That person could take your dog for a walk. If you're going to be gone more than 8 hours, providing your Greyhound with a way to relieve him or herself outside and not inside is necessary. There are some Greyhounds who will actually hold it if you're gone more than 8 hours. That's not good news because it can lead to some serious health problems. So if you're going to be out for more than 8 hours max, be sure to make arrangements for your dog. What about monthly expenses for things like chew toys or toys in general and treats, or even another quote unquote little things like a doggy toothbrush and toothpaste, and even things like nail clipping and bathing that people take their Greyhounds to groomers for?
Let's put those and some additional things like a new martingale collar under the category of other. Treats, about $120 a year. Toys, about $60 per year. Toothbrush and toothpaste, about $30 a year. A full day at the spa, which would be a bath and nails, about $60 to $180 per year. Greyhounds need a bath about 1 or 2 times per year. And nail clipping, about $120 per year. Your Greyhound nails should be trimmed about once per month. Of course, some people bathe their Greyhounds and clip their nails themselves.
Al, you mentioned martingale collars, so the average price on those could be anywhere from $15 and on up. They can get pretty pricey. So I did want to mention that because I happen to be a martingale collar collector, as you know.
Yes.
So what's the total on your other category, Al?
About $400 annually, depending on how many treats or toys you want to buy for your Greyhound and whether or not you want to groom him or her yourself.
Al, I think you've covered the expenses rather succinctly. Of course, some other expenses could come up along the way, but you've given us a fair ballpark. Now, 2 big questions. Number one, initially, between the adoption fee and supplies I'd need for my newly adopted Greyhound, what's the total cost?
About $340 and up to about $800.
See, that's another big spread, but adoption fees vary by area, and whether you go with basic supplies or much fancier ones will really dictate how much you're going to spend. Al, you're handy with currency calculations done on the fly. Can you translate the cost for adoption and initial supplies based on other currency?
Sure can. Canada and Australian dollars, 440 to 1,000. The UK pound, 240 to 570. A euro, 275 to 615. And a New Zealand dollar, 470 to 1,100.
Now, the bigger numbers. The annual cost of caring for a greyhound. What's that total, Al?
Taking into consideration the lower and higher end costs and the needs some may have and some won't have, here are some approximate total costs per year. It can cost anywhere from $1,225 on up to about $10,000 or more to care for a greyhound per year.
Okay, I almost fainted. And there's a huge difference, nearly $9,000 in what you've quoted.
Most people aren't going to need to spend that much, not even close. But that high number includes expensive food, about $100 a month, very high cost for dental, including extractions, and dog walker 5 days a week for a year. In our research for this episode, we found some other estimates. Frugalwoods.com estimates that it costs about $930 a year to care for your greyhound. However, they lowballed heartworm and flea and tick preventatives by a lot. They also didn't include our two big ticket items, a dog walker and boarding costs. We've estimated the total of both to be about $5,000. There's a link in the show notes of this episode to the article so you could see how they came to that number. And again, remember that pricing for many things, including veterinary care, is regional. In our area, the New York City metro area, veterinary services are generally higher than many other areas of the country.
Let's take a look at another research article that attempted to ballpark the annual cost of caring for a dog. TheSpruce.com broke down annual expenses and determined total expenses could be anywhere from $1,400 on up to $4,300. This estimate doesn't include a dog walker, which could cost up to $4,800 or more on the high end. The article is linked from this episode's show notes. Al, I'm going to ask you to put your currency converter cap on. Can you tell me what your estimate of $1,125 to $10,000 a year converts to in other parts of the world?
Of course. Canada and Australian dollars, $1,600 to $13,000. The UK pound, $870 to $7,100. The euro, $1,000 to $8,100. The New Zealand dollar, $1,700 to $14,000.
Some of these numbers can be daunting to hear. Again, a reminder that there are several factors at play that will determine what your personal expenses will be. It may seem like, because we're sharing these estimates, that we're trying to deter the adoption of a greyhound or any dog that deserves a home. That's not the case at all. Deciding to adopt a greyhound takes thoughtful consideration, and we want you to make the most informed decision possible for both you and the greyhound's benefit. We've provided ballpark estimates throughout this episode, as did the sources we cited. The expenses incurred on behalf of your greyhound will be unique to your situation, where you live, your greyhound's overall health, your lifestyle, and what you feed your dog, how much you want to spoil him or her, and more. Despite the fact that caring for and living with a greyhound can be a costly endeavor, the 4,000 people surveyed by the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, remember them from the beginning of the episode?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Said that they have an overwhelming sense of satisfaction and that living with their pets make them happier people. And whatever the costs are for caring for your greyhound, when it comes to keeping him or her happy and healthy, that's money well spent. For the About Greyhounds podcast, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with you on next week's episode. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to finding loving homes for former racing greyhounds. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please consider donating to help Greyhound Friends of New Jersey continue with our work. You'll find a link in the show notes of this episode where you can donate.
Thank you.